I don't value indulging irrationality, hyperpartisanship.
You shall never surrender.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny.
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face.
Chorus of hate being leveled at the president.
Wicked, phantasmagorical experiences.
From the left tonight.
In other news, I still am crushing hard on Andrew Cuomo.
So why is Andrew Cuomo somebody that we would listen to about anything?
I swear it was actually happening.
You're listening to Advice Line. Call 1-800-866-8883.
David and Alan Masters, live from the Foundation of Human Understanding headquarters. Except David is still in quarantine, so we can't see each other. David, I got to tell you, Trump is on a roll. First of all, the temporary immigration ban, I thought that was a great idea. Let's keep the jobs here in the country right now with Americans. And then, of course, you know...
Well, wait. Let me just comment here. Let's just stop all immigration for a year or two. We don't need more people coming into this country. We've got all these people in America that are going to food lines, Alan.
I know.
Standing in line for a handout, waiting for their so-called check that's going to come from the government. Who knows when those are going to get here? Some people have gotten them. Many people haven't. I think we don't need immigration anymore in this country. Immigration has almost destroyed this country. It's almost ruined America, and especially because of the liberals who insist on letting anybody in no matter what. You know, where they come from. So,
well,
anyway.
I think that may be a little harsh. I think that
why? This is a new year, a new day. Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you why. Because first of all, I think we need to be more like Australia and New Zealand. And you need to really just make sure that whoever comes into this country, we want them here. Not because we have to, you know, allow them in. We want them to be here because they've proven themselves to be a perfect candidate to be an American at some point. That to me is good. And I think that this is the beginning of tightening up our borders just a little bit. The other thing, though, of course, which is relatively new, Trump instructs U.S. Navy to destroy Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea.
Yeehaw! That's what I just say.
Yeah, I love the fact that we have a strong, charactered man in the White House. I mean, that's all it boils down to. He's got common sense, something that not many of the other presidents, except I'll say I feel that Ronald Reagan had, but not many of the presidents for the last 50 or so years have had. It was all politicians, 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 politicians. Oddly, I must say oddly, the two that I like are both people that were in the entertainment industry, and maybe they learned something from that corrupt industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. So, well, look, the entertainment is, elaborate on that. What are you saying?
Well, okay, so Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Right? Oh, okay. Okay.
And Donald Trump was the host of, what's the name of that show he had? Apprentice.
Yeah.
You know, right? So he was in the entertainment field. I do believe that dealing in the entertainment industry and dealing with not only the lawyers, but the producers of different programmings and networks and all of the stuff that, look, you and I have had to deal with is possibly lower than whale poop, which is on the bottom of the ocean. I mean, it is the lowest form of humanity, the entertainment industry. And when you've worked in that world and you hear and see and feel what it's like, you think to yourself, wow, that's corruption at its finest. And only thing above that, maybe, or below that, maybe politicians. And then there's whale poop at the bottom.
By the way, did you know that Ronald Reagan was the head of the Screen Actors Guild for some time?
Yeah, no, he was a fantastic actor, but he never lost his soul in the process. What's the old saying? You know, what profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process? He probably, like every other young person, wanted to be in movies and or wanted to be a sports star. And every so often you will see that one of those people, not Colin Kaepernick or whatever his name is, one of those people rises up. Some of them rise up in a bad way, like that guy Colin guy did, who was, you know, kneeling
Colin
for the...
Colin Kaepernick,
whatever.
Yeah.
And I even hate to bring his name up, but he's a perfect example of corruption and kind of going the wrong way and doing the wrong things, where you have the other side of that is a guy like Ronald Reagan, who was an entertainer, a celebrity. And sports stars are celebrities as well. So you can be an entertainer in either world. It's still the same thing, dare I say, air quotes, celebrity. And it can either make you better or it can make you bitter or it can make you really, really nasty. And so we're seeing some of that nastiness come out.
Let me hearken back to the time when Ronald Reagan was you know, a number one top level actor. He was in mostly patriotic films. And let's not forget that. He was never, yes, he was a Democrat at one time, but he was never a leftist. And there's a huge difference there. I think that's true also of our great president, Donald John Trump. I don't believe that he was ever a leftist. I believe that he grew up with very conservative roots. I believe that being in business made him have to deal with a lot of these miscreant type leftists. But now that he's emerged from the cocoon and he's evolved into this Republican butterfly, you see that his religious and his military school upbringing is serving him very well. That's all I want to say about it right now.
Well, I think too that, you know, the reality is that all of us have to go out into the world as young men and women. And this is probably the wrong way of saying it, but so are wild oats a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you know, we look at our lives and we go, wow, that's the wrong way. I thought that was the, you know, going to be the right way. I thought I knew better and I'm going to show my mom and dad, or I'm going to show whoever it is that I'm trying to prove myself to. And then you find out, oops, I was wrong. They were right. The people that have lived some life and that had wisdom and common sense. But that's
speaking
just of part
that,
of being young. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of that, here's a couple of very funny quotes from Ronald Reagan. It says, Republicans believe every day is the 4th of July, but the Democrats believe every day is April 15th.
Or April Fool's Day, April 1st.
Well, that's day everybody has to pay their taxes. Here's another one. You know, it has been said that politics is the second oldest profession. And I've come to realize over the past few years, it bears a similarity to the first. And that was a speech he gave at Hillsdale College, you know, prostitution. He says, politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book. That's just a few thoughts from the great Ronald Reagan.
Right. Well, you know what? He was a man of character and people could see it. And I don't think he was ever acting. I think he was just humbled by the job. I think that the difference between him and what we're seeing in Trump is that Trump is the kind of guy that had to go out into the world and with the builders and the you know, building skyscrapers and the politicians and the people that he had to deal with in New York. He got a little thicker crust on him. So when somebody says something to him that he doesn't like, you can see it in his face. He postures and you know something's going to come out. And sometimes he has to say it like twice to make sure he said it right. You know, and it's kind of funny to watch because he's not really all that polished when it comes to the way he speaks, but he is very polished in how he does his business because you see it. It's like almost like a magician. After the trick is over, you go, oh, I kind of see how you did that. Again, he is the author of the book Art of the Deal. By the way, in the second hour of the show, we're going to have a special guest on who is a guy that I've known for, 25 years. He was actually the head of communications for Ford Motor Company, and he dealt with their crisis management when they went through that whole thing where the Firestone tires and the Ford Explorers were rolling over and they were arguing whose fault was it, Ford Motor Company or the tire company, because when the thing had low tire pressure, it was more susceptible to rolling over. Anyway, he dealt with all that. And he was also the head of communications for Chrysler. He was the head of communications for Nissan. So he is one of us, dare I say, one of us. He's dealt with the media. When you're dealing with that job in a car company and you're dealing with crisis management is crisis management. So I'm sure he'll have some very interesting things to say. He was also, for a long time, a comedian. So he's very funny to listen to on top of everything else. But that's in the top of the hour of the next hour for hour two for Advice Line Radio. We have a lot of interesting things. I don't know, David, I want to get to this thing about this wrongful death lawsuit against Sisolak. I don't know who Sisolak is.
Sisolak is the, I believe he's the governor of Nevada, but let me go back and look.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a lawyer whose parents both had coronavirus.
Yeah, Governor Sisolak.
Yeah, yep. He is now suing because his parents weren't able to get hydroxychloroquine because it was illegal or something. And it was like, wait a minute, my parents are dying. This stuff may work. So finally, somebody's starting to sue, and that's an interesting story. I want to hear about it. All right, this is Advice Line. David Masters, Alan Masters, that's me. We appreciate your emails we've been getting. A lot of great information coming from you listeners. We appreciate that. And we're putting together a Facebook page for this show, just for the show. We should have done it before, but we just thought, Yeah, we probably should do that. So we're going to have one for Advice Line shortly. We're here Monday through Friday if you want to call us. You'll hear the numbers throughout, but you have to call between 10 and noon, Monday through Friday on the West Coast. West Coast time, 10 and noon. We'll be right back. It's Advice Line.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free, 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
Cure Stress by Roy Masters, subtitled How Your Mind Will Make You Well. This book teaches you how to resolve your fear, anger, and guilt, and discover your true identity. Most of us are the sum total of our experiences. Another way of saying this is that we are bothered, burdened, and sometimes disabled by our past. Unless we learn to respond correctly in the present moment, the present merely becomes an extension of the past that we are already trying to leave behind. In the book Cure Stress, Roy Masters teaches the Cure Stress exercise, which enables the user to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Based on Judeo-Christian roots, the exercise will help you back to your center of dignity and understanding and show you how to remain sane, poised, and tranquil under the most severe trials and tribulations. The name of the book is Cure Stress by Roy Masters, available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call to order 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Also available at FHU.com, an article called Opposing Forces by me, David Masters. Stress and peace are quintessential opposing spiritual components of life, the yin to the yang. Living the gift of the present means learning to find your center, being objective, and having the strength to carry through no matter how painful or challenging that situation is. Being present means no outcome-based thinking, not letting anything that you want or any person or pressure determine what your principles will be or where your moral compass will point. The word stress in the human sense is almost always associated with loss and suffering. Available at FHU.com right now, along with many, many other articles. That's FHU.com, 24/7. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
This is Advice Line. Call 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
All right, David and Alan Masters talking about what's going on in our world today. And it's just weird times. And I'm completely over it. I had to go to a clinic this morning, David. And I went in there for something for our parents, as a matter of fact. Yep. Our dad, Roy Masters, 92 years old. Our mom, 89 years old. And so I'm kind of charged with taking care of their medical stuff. It was very interesting. They were very nice. Some people wearing masks. Most of the employees were not. They had orange tape on the ground where they wanted you to, you know, stay a little bit back from the counter so you're not...
As if
you know,
that really has any effect. But anyway, go ahead.
I just thought, you know, listen, they didn't ask me to wear a mask. They basically said, have you had a cold? Have you had a temperature? Have you had any problems in the last month? And I said, nope. And she says, all right, come on in. So I went in there. Nobody gave me a dirty look. It was kind of interesting. I thought to myself, huh, this is not what I expected. I thought that I was going to be confronted by kind of Nazis, if you know what I'm saying. But I wasn't, and they were very pleasant, and everything went smooth, and I was there for 20 or 30 minutes. I talked to multiple different people, and I was just actually in our little small town USA in Oregon, pleasantly surprised with what I came across. But I have something here I want to read you real quick before we get into the wrongful death lawsuits and things that are going on. This somebody, one of you listeners, sent in to me, and it's worth reading, and it'll just take a second. The official lockdown started on March 23rd and will most likely end May 1st, which is exactly 40 days. The Latin root of the word quarantine is 40. So what does the Bible say about 40? The flood lasted 40 days. 40 years Moses fled Egypt. 40 days Moses stayed on Mount Sinai to receive the commandments. Exodus lasted 40 years. Jesus fasted for 40 days. 40 days for a woman to rest after giving birth. There's just all these 40s. Optimum number of weeks for human gestation is 40. A group of theologians thinks the number of 40 represents change. It is the time for preparing a person or people to make fundamental change. And that's what we're going through right now. Something will happen after these 40 days. So May 1st is what we're talking about here. Just believe and pray. This is what the person sent to me. I think this is really sweet, so I'm reading the whole thing. Remember, whenever the number 40 appears in the Bible, there is, air quotes, change. Okay. Let me get down to this. Remember, we are in the year 2020, and 20 plus 20 equals 40. Also, 2020 is the year of the United States Census. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born during a census. Lastly, 2020 is perfect vision. May our sight focus on the Lord and living according to His perfect vision for us, knowing He holds us in the palm of His hand. May these days of quarantine bring spiritual liberation to our souls, our nation, and our world. Thank you for that letter. I have to say that some of these things are really, really neat just to kind of have in, you know, in our mind's eye while we're going through this. So May 1st would be 40 days since the quarantine started. So now, David, I know you have something I want to talk about. I wanted to make sure that when we do get a letter that to me is very spiritual, and it has some meaning to it of some sort, even just to make us think, interesting. I want to read them on the air, like, and you do too, and when you get them. Wrongful death lawsuits against Sisolak for denying CV-19 meds announced. What is the story on that?
So lawyer Joe Gilbert of Nevada announced plans to pursue wrongful death lawsuits against Governor Sisolak and the pharmacy board members who unlawfully denied doctors, nurses, and patients the potentially life-saving drug hydroxychloroquine, which he says violated their constitutional rights, causing the deaths of many people. So there's a good piece of audio here where a nurse from Colorado, she calls herself the Patriot Nurse, has something to say about healthcare workers that are also involved in trying to keep people from exercising their constitutional rights. Let's listen to this.
Hey folks, this is Patriot Nurse. Today I want to shoot straight with you guys about the tyrant nature that the healthcare infrastructure in this country has manifested into. And I want to specifically cover the issue with healthcare workers in Colorado standing in the way of protesters beseeching the government for redress of grievances. This video should not be construed as a blanket censure of all nurses and certainly all healthcare workers, because I have worked with several good ones who actually did value the Constitution and who did value the rights of people as given to us by our Creator and enumerated in the Bill of Rights as protected against government. Against government. That's right. The Bill of Rights lists 1 through 10 of our rights that we are entitled to, given by God, against our government. So when I see today pictures and stories about protesters being abridged in their ability to seek redress of grievances, to peaceably assemble, and to, of course, be able to express themselves freely by healthcare workers, to me, that symbolizes everything corrupt and toxic about the healthcare infrastructure, the medical industrial complex in this country.
So there's a part of the problem, Alan, because Governor Sisolak and the pharmacy board were denying people. I remember hearing this. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell have they got to lose if they let people have hydroxychloroquine?
Well, I mean, there's a law. President Trump passed a law, right to try. So it's like, I don't understand. Like you say, this lawyer, Joe Gilbert, announced plans to pursue wrongful death lawsuits against the governor. And the reason is that the governor Sisolak and Nevada Pharmacy Board ignored Mayo Clinic's guidelines for using hydroxychloroquine, and people have died. I think this is what we have to do, because this is the only way they pay attention. They being the people that are the enforcers of the laws, and that they use them to, you know, to their own, well, for their own purposes, whatever they, I don't know, who knows. It's like when there's a law that has right to try, why don't we have the right to try? By the way, that lady must have been in a bird atrium or something.
She was sitting outside on her front porch. You can find her, the Patriot Nurse, on YouTube.
That's funny.
Pretty cool.
Anyway.
Pretty cool.
I think we really do have to stand up. It is time. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And so many are falling for this insanity that's going on in the world right now that, you know, when you see somebody driving by themselves in a car with a face mask on, you know, you think to yourself, what are you doing? You're by yourself in the car. Roll the windows down. But they're afraid to go outside and even be by themselves. This is pure insanity as far as I'm concerned. All right, advice line, 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. You can leave a message 24-7. We'll pick it up and use it on the show if we can. And please send us an email. We're using them, as you can see. Alan or David at FHU.com. This is Advice Line. We'll be right back.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free, 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
Million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
That news is literally hot off the press.
And I walked up to my car, and they had, those days, used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
Major disaster declaration.
Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
Really good job of communicating.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It's time to remove the chains from your mind. You're listening to Advice Line. Call toll free 800-866-8883.
David and Alan Masters talking about what's going on in the world today. Thanks to all our radio stations taking our program. I think that these are conversations that need to be had. If nothing else, just to kind of you know, crack it open and see what's inside a little bit. Because if we just believe things like a bunch of dummies, like meat puppets, we're not living our own lives. We're just puppets in this world.
And by the way, Alan, there are more protests erupting all over the country, North Carolina, Missouri. They say our rights are being violated and our rights are essential. Yeah, and so people are angry. People are really angry. And I got to tell you, I think we've been gaslighted on this whole thing. I'm getting to the point where I believe that it isn't even as bad as any of these other so-called pandemics that we've had to deal with.
Well, like what?
Well, let's do this. Let's play Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes from decades ago talking about another pandemic that erupted and scared the hell out of the American people.
Okay.
Let's just hear what Mike Wallace has to say. Go ahead.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
There is the sad truth, David, right there. The problem is that swine flu back in 1976, 46 million people took the vaccine, took the shot, as Mike Wallace said, two-thirds of which had neurological damage or death. Yesterday on the show, I said there is no way in hell I am taking any shot or any kind of vaccine or any kind of garbage at all that comes from the government. I would rather just find my own home remedy. I can tell you that right.
Well, not only that, but I mean, here's the problem as well. And this is one of the reasons I have to say I'm an anti-vaxxer. I never had any of my kids vaccinated.
Yeah, so am I.
And I am I'm an anti-public schooler because I never had any of my kids in a public school. I don't trust the government. I don't. And even under our great President Trump, he has factions within that government, as you have seen during this sham trial that they put him on during the Russia collusion nonsense. There are people within the government that hate him and will undermine him and will undermine the people of this country, and they will do anything they can to keep us from having the true freedom that we were given by God and our founding fathers. I have to give it back to you. Well, I'm so angry. I am so angry right now.
I know. Calm yourself down. Here's the deal. What the situation is that we have been here before. And doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome is the definition of insanity. I was around in 1976. I remember the swine flu. I remember thinking to myself, you know what? I just am going to really concentrate on being healthy, eating healthy. Unlike our producer, Phil, who said his, you know, I talked about the 40s. His was Mad Dog 2020 in a 40-ounce bottle.
Yep. I remember that.
God bless Phil for coming up with some levity. But I got to say that the reality is if we choose to be decadent in our lives, if we choose the road more taken instead of the road less taken, which is to live a clean life, live by the commandments that God gave us, and try to be a better human being every day of our lives, then I think this will pass us by like Passover. You got to live a certain life.
I want you to consider the contrast here. We were forced back then to take a shot, which caused severe problems for so many people. Today, we have the remedy, and they won't let us have it.
Oh, you get excited about stuff. I agree.
I agree.
I think, too, you know, it's like, again, I said, I think it was yesterday, we were talking about China and how Mao Zedong or whatever his name is, the big tongue guy with the guy with the big tongue.
The tongue.
Basically, he was saying that if it takes half of our people, if we wipe out half of our people, then we've still got, you know, 300 million at the time. Now it would be 600 million people because there's 1.2 or 3 billion, whatever.
Absolutely.
In China. I have a feeling that government, I'm not going to say Trump's government, but government and politics and politicians in general are willing to lose half of the people the same way that the Chinese guy did in 1957 from yesterday's quote.
Let me examine that thought, okay? Because basically the whole lockdown thing – well, actually, I have an AP report. It was a story I was going to pull, and I thought, let's just hear the reporter talk about it. There are protesters, and then there were a couple of people that got infected at a polling place.
Georgia's governor is letting certain businesses reopen starting Friday. Many health experts and business owners express concerns that it's too dangerous due to the coronavirus. Wisconsin officials say at least 7 people may have contracted the coronavirus during voting on April 7th. The infections involved 6 voters and 1 poll worker in Milwaukee. Some people there waited in line for hours to vote. Ed Donahue, the Associated Press.
Oh, 6 people. Oh, freedom must be suspended. We cannot let people vote if a few of them might get infected.
Well, again, it's all politically motivated garbage. And I think that, you know, fortunately, if you look at the timing of all this, we have plenty of time to recover from all this before the actual, you know, presidential vote happens. And here's what's going to happen. Here's the good news. All of the people that are leaning to the left, they're going to continue to believe the way they believe. And all of the right-leaning people, the conservative people, the folks that kind of have the ability to see for themselves are going to go out and vote. And what's going to happen is you're going to have the biggest landslide in the history of the world for Trump, because the other people are afraid to go out and mingle and vote. And you know what? Again, what profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process? I think that the reality is that a lot of these people feel that they're going to lose something. I don't know. I feel like.
Well, but the thing is, the reason why I had to play that is because six people, they say, got infected. Maybe they were infected before they got there, okay? The point is that I don't think the government has the mindset of the communist Chinese in the sense that they would be okay if they lost half their population. We're trying to make it so that we have, if one person somehow can be claimed to have gotten infected by voting, and voting is our most fundamental right, Alan, besides the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. Voting is under assault right now. They want us to vote from home. It's very dangerous. But the idea that there's one person or six people that got infected, what they're going to do is they're going to use that to try to shut down the polling places where people will go to vote.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say is that Biden and the left, the Democrats, are willing to lose their soul to gain.
Well, they've already lost their soul. They have no souls. Those people are already they're dead men walking.
We can't say that, because if you look at the apostles, they were all sinners. They were all just out there living their lives until one day they had that aha moment and they went, you know what? That's all bad. So, and you have right up until the last moment of your life to regain that. But I believe that sadly they are willing to lose their soul for what they are saying is the right way, which means that at the end, if we allow that to happen, suffer at the hands of these people that are willing to lose their soul for that.
Yeah, allow me a thought, okay? And I've said this before, and I think it's a great example. Christ came into this world because everybody's soul is in a pawn shop somewhere, okay? Everybody, at some level, has to get redeemed in order for their soul not to be lost and not to be pawned off to somebody else, which is already being done. And so what I'm saying is these people who have already, they're already all in on gun control. Oh, I have a Biden ad, by the way, that'll creep you out. But they're all in on gun control. They're all in on abortion. All the people on the left that are all in on everything socialist, the Bernie bros and those kind of people, and Biden, they're all in and their souls are already in hock. And they don't believe in salvation. They don't believe in the higher power. They believe in themselves as the power. And therefore, they don't really own their souls. Their souls are already owned, and they are now puppets. We've talked about people being puppets. The people on the left, they're puppets. They're controlled. They're told what to think. They're told what to do. Joe Biden is the titular head of the puppetry. He's being controlled by other puppet masters somewhere. So that's all I have to say about that. I don't believe their souls are within their grasp. I think they're already controlled by the dark side.
Well, and that may be true. But it's like we've talked about on this show before our syndication started. I know we were pretty heavy into talking about dreams and what they mean and, you know, being in hell. I mean, really being in hell. It's that, what is the story? You've talked about it. The guy says that he was literally in hell and all he could think was the one thing that he taught, that God loves me, this
yes,
I know.
Yes, Jesus loves me, this I know, yeah, because there the you Bible go. Tells me so. Yeah,
who was that person?
That is Howard Storm. It's the most amazing story. We don't have time to talk about it right this moment. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Yeah. Well, and I just wanted to bring that up because you know what? He was in hell. And the hand of God can reach right into hell and pull us out. And
absolutely.
I think some of these people hopefully will wake up on the left. And I do believe that's happening. It really is happening. People on the left are waking up because they're like, they just can't stand it anymore. They can't stand denying their conscience. You're listening to Advice Line, David and Alan Masters. We're going to take a break and be right back with more.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free, 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
Hi, this is David Masters. How do you like being called a statistic? Well, that's what you are, because statistically, the odds are against you. That's why my dad started well over 50 years ago to understand why people do the things they do. And that's why he wrote his first book called How Your Mind Will Make You Well. Let me read something from the foreword of the book. Our path of existence depends on our choice in this matter. By not choosing rightly or not knowing how, we continue responding to a compulsive external tug on our senses, which causes us the agony of rebelling against or conforming to what only appears to be right. Pavlov demonstrated that dogs would respond increasingly to repeated stimuli with data and feeling, and eventually, idea alone could produce the reaction. Conditioned reflex may be normal for animals, but it spells agony for mankind, daily robbing him of the will to do right. Does that resonate with you? If it does, go to FHU.com. You need to get the book called How Your Mind Will Make You Well and begin to use the Be Still and Know exercise as taught by my dad. If you go to the FHU.com website and listen to the Be Still and Know exercise, this exercise is very simple. You can listen to it before you buy it. Go to FHU.com and listen to Be Still and Know. And then also for the military, we have coping strategies. So there's no intrusion on your privacy. You can listen to the coping strategies. Feel what it feels like to be in control again. Go to the FHU.com website. That's FHU.com. The name of the book is How Your Mind Will Make You Well by Roy Masters. And Be Still and Know, the exercise. Both available at FHU.com. Conditioned reflex may be normal for animals, but it spells agony for mankind, daily robbing him of the will to do right. Does that resonate with you? If it does, go to FHU.com. Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And now let's join Advice Line.
Line. Call 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
David and Alan Masters here talking about what's going on in our crazy world. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. I hope, I pray that you have this same kind of thinking that we do, because I just can't take it anymore. I can't take the injustice. I can't take denying my conscience what I hear in my heart, what I know is right, that something's wrong. And David, I know you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, you sent me an interesting video from YouTube, a guy named Blue Collar Logic. And I just want to go ahead and play that because he makes some very powerful points. I don't know who he is. You can find him, Blue Collar Logic, on the on YouTube. Go ahead and play that, Phil.
Now, as we approach the last week of April, it feels like the country we love is itself in the ICU on a ventilator. And we are all preparing for the worst. America is, as always, breaking down into two groups. Those who are ready to call this the new normal and pull the plug on our freedoms, and those who are turning their frustration into anger and calling out for extreme resuscitation measures. How the hell did we get here? If I had to pick a single ingredient without which none of this could ever have happened, it's this one. Misinformation. Let's not sugarcoat it. We are where we are because of lies. Going all the way back to Wuhan and the Chinese Communist Party and ending up in most state and county governments and even in the ranks of the one body we all turn to for truth, the National Coronavirus Task Force. Not the whole task force, of course, just the two people in it who we counted on to give us the straight truth from an unbiased scientific perspective. What started out as, and has largely been, an admirable nonpartisan group ended up committing the greatest sin of all. While we turned to them for unvarnished fact, they cooked the books and manipulated us.
So he's talking about, obviously, Anthony Fauci and Dr. Bricks, who I thought was a very delightful spokesperson. But here's the problem. The problem is, well, what is the problem? Are they being fed misinformation? Are they being fed lies? Or are they just the front people? Are they just more meat puppets standing in front of our president? Because I got to tell you, president is a president. He's not a doctor. He's not a guy who understands necessarily the pandemics that we're having to face. But these people, they have not given us the whole truth, Alan.
Well, I agree. And these are more science-minded people than spiritual people. And sadly, they have their marching orders when it comes to science. And they're actually not allowed to use their own, you know, spiritual mind. They use their, you know, their clinical mind. They use their mind as a tool like a calculator to calculate numbers and stats and figures and information, and then they regurgitate that out to us. That is a soulless type of individual. And sadly, sadly, that is contrasted on television every time I see Trump and Fauci. I say, here's a guy with common sense, a.k.a. Trump. Here's a guy that is just a scientist spewing science information that is soulless in its content. I'm not saying he's a soulless man, but the way he thinks is kind of soulless. It's very clinical. Clinical is the best word. It's very clinical. And sadly, as a doctor, they're held like lawyers are held to certain structure.
Technicalities. Technicalities. Right. Yeah.
I get it.
And by the way, Dr. Brix, which I call, her name is actually Dr. Burks, but I call her Brix. She is, just so you know a little bit more about her, she's an American physician and diplomat who specializes in HIV-AIDS immunology. Yeah. We got an HIV-AIDS immunologist standing there in front of us telling us about the coronavirus, COVID-19. I think this is very interesting. Why would they drag out the HIV-AIDS immunologist researcher to tell us about coronavirus? I think there's some truth to what we've been told by the fellow that we played yesterday on the show, the doctor, the 20-year veteran doctor, that he said that they actually engineered this somewhere else, maybe even in the United States, and that the possibility is that they've combined it with other strains of flu and HIV and other things. But here's the weird part of it. Why? What is all this research being done for anyway? How many more virulent strains do we need of viruses to kill enough people? What the hell is going on?
I miss your face so much, I got to tell you.
I know.
Not being able to see
eyes,
David.
I actually had to stuff my eyes back in the sockets. Just
yeah, you look like Monty Python when you do that. What's the guy? What's
no,
the guy's
no, no,
name?
No, 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 no. Oh, you're talking about Marty Feldman.
Marty Feldman, yeah. Monty Python. Anyway, I don't even know what you were talking about. I got to say, though, it's just a sad state of affairs where we are at, and we don't know who to believe, although we do know who to believe. For another show, I was playing some music as an intro. And as I produced my own show, I was looking for a piece of music to play as somebody was talking. They were a guest and we were talking about the same kind of stuff on a show that I do for business. And I saw the name of this band, Third Eye Blind.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I literally couldn't think of, you know, what to say next because I thought that's America. The eye of insight, our third eye in essence,
yep,
is blinded by all this clinical knowledge and information.
There's a reason beyond that. And that is, and I actually, I have the theme song for the people who live on the left who want to live in that that blind condition, and it's called Pure Imagination. Let me play this for you so that you understand where they are at. Oh, no time for that.
No time. He speaks in our ear, everybody, just so you know. What was it? Because we can always play it in the next hour.
Oh, we're going to play it in the next hour. I'll just hold on to that thought right there.
What is it? What are you?
No, I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you. It's called Pure Imagination. No, you'll love it. You'll love it.
All right. In the next hour, in just a few minutes, we're going to have on a friend of mine. His name's Jason Vines. And he was at Ford Motor Company and Nissan and Chrysler. But at Ford, he guided the company's communication department and the whole company through the 2000 to 2001 Firestone tire crisis. Interesting perspective this man has on what is going on today. He also is the author of a book, What Did Jesus Drive? This man,
I got to say, he had a Stelvio. A Stelvio. That is the most awesome car. I love that car. Jesus would have driven a Stelvio. It's Italian.
All right, we'll take a break. You're listening to Advice Line. We'll be right back after the
too much coffee.
Top of the hour stuff. Exactly. It is Advice Line. Stay with us.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free. 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. Says, I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I love kids jumping on my lap.
What if everything you have learned is wrong?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And back in those days, you see how things have changed? One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. So I walked out with the chain.
You're listening to Advice Line. Call toll free, 800-866-8883.
Well, thank God. Thank God people are waking up, because that Joe Biden that you just heard could have been the president of the United States if we weren't all at once starting to wake up, with the exception of the brain dead.
I don't know, Alan. I don't want him going away anytime soon. He makes me laugh uncontrollably.
He does.
I am sitting there. I am just busting a gut listening to him every time. So go ahead.
I know. That's why I said he's actually amusing, but it should be, he should have his own comedy show.
Oh, that's true. That would be the Biden show, the Biden experience. Go ahead.
So I'm Alan Masters. My brother David's still in quarantine. Now, David, I want to tell you about our guest that's coming on right now. His name is Jason Vines. He is the founder of Vines Communications, specializing in crisis communications. I have a little story about him, but I want to give you the rest of his bio that he sent to me, because it's short enough and it's truthful enough that I don't mind reading it. He is a former head of PR for Nissan, then Ford, and finally Chrysler. At Ford, he guided the company's communications through the 2000 to 2001 Firestone tire crisis. You remember Ford Explorers were rolling over, and I think it was Firestone that said, no, it's the vehicle, it's not the tires, because Ford was saying it was the tires, and back and forth it went. It was complete insanity. Formerly nicotine-stained fingers, because I remember going outside with him at the L.A. Auto Show and asking him to tell me what's really going on, because there is always really the truth. And he says, come on outside. And he lit up a cigarette and sat there and told me the whole story. And I thought, why is this guy trusting me? And, of course, I had had a short relationship with him as far as in the media, because he invited me to an event when he was at Nissan. And I went to this event, got to know him. And then the next thing you know, he's moved over to Ford, and he calls me and he says, are you going to the Detroit Auto Show? And I said, no, who would want to go to Detroit in January? He says, if you don't come to the Detroit Auto Show, I'm going to come to Oregon and I'm going to pull you out of your studio by your hair. You're going to come. So truthfully, part of my career in the automotive world, I owe to Jason Vines, because I went to that show and I was like, oh my goodness, this is an amazing industry full of amazing people. But it was because my guide was a guy named Jason Vines. By the way, Automotive News, the industry's lead trade publication, named Jason the global industry's best PR professional three times, once while he was at Nissan and twice while he was at Chrysler. He is the author of a book called What Did Jesus Drive? Crisis PR in Cars, Computers, and Christianity. And then also from 2012 to 2014, he served on the board of directors of the Christian-based CareNet, the largest pregnancy counseling organization in North America. Here he is, my friend Jason Vines. Hi, Jason.
Howdy, howdy. Hi, Alan. Hi, David. And thank you for playing the clips of Joe Biden. I now know you're a true friend, because you played that just to make it me sound a lot smarter.
Well, you know, so Jason, you know, we've known each other, I think, about 20 or 25 years. It's a long time, and we don't talk very often, but we follow each other on Facebook. So I see, by the way, you have to know also, he's been a stand-up comedian in his life. I see how you put things out on Facebook, and then you wait for our left-leaning friends to make some comment, of which you then turn around and shove right up their rear end, because their comments are usually so ridiculous. And I have such respect for you in that. And it's really kind of a form of crisis management. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about what is going on in our world today. And if you worked for Trump, How would you be dealing with this crisis that we're in today? That's how I'd like to start out.
Great question.
I wouldn't do much more than what he's doing. I think he's doing a heck of a job, despite the pundits in the media and just the overwhelming amount of Trump hate. Now, you got to admit, he's quite a personality. You yep. don't always have to agree with the way he acts or what he says, but it's what he does. And what he's done has been terrific. I mean, closing the border from China for flights in and so forth. Of course, right. Joe Biden called him a xenophobe for doing that, as right. did the mainstream media. He did that first, along with Italy. Of course, North Korea did it a couple of days before, but nobody flies into North Korea. Probably saved tens of thousands of lives doing that. But, of course, I just saw a post the other day. It didn't work at all. It didn't work at all. Of course it did.
Exactly.
The masterstroke of getting the unrelated industries, whether it's 3M and General Motors, Ford, and whoever they worked with, to turn their businesses, their industries on a dime. Just think, GM went from making cars and SUVs and trucks to making ventilators. It is akin to what the big three did during World War II, building tanks and bullets and stuff like that. But in right. my mind, it was even more impressive because, you know, if you knew how to build a truck, you could probably figure out how to build a tank. And by the way, a couple of the manufacturers were building tanks at the time.
Right.
But having General Motors make ventilators, having Ford making 1 million masks in 13 days, masks. You know, when's the last time you bought an Explorer and got a mask with it? So it's absolutely amazing what he did. He brought in experts. You know, that stupid Anderson Cooper said he's hijacked his press briefings. It's just a re-election. He gives his experts, whether it's Bricks or Fauci, so much FaceTime, as opposed to Andrew Cuomo, who gives his experts about 14 seconds maybe, and then right. starts waxing on about his mama's spaghetti and how his daughter's, he loves his new daughter's boyfriend. Today he said he's worried that his dog is stressed out because of being confined and having all the people around. Who's hijacking what?
Right.
So the fact that he did that, the fact that he got the Army Corps of Engineers to build these temporary hospitals in days, not weeks or months, but days, whether it's Javits or McCormick. The fact that he got those two Navy ships, one into L.A. and one into New York, in days, not weeks or months, even though Rachel Maddow laughed and said it would take weeks or longer to get the Navy ships there. They got there and were ready to help people. It's just mind-boggling what he's been able to accomplish, especially considering the arrows coming at him every single minute of every single day.
If you were to get a phone call from the Trump administration today saying, Jason Vines, founder of Vines Communications, Crisis Communications, and I'm going to give your information here, vinescommunications@gmail.com, just in case somebody we know wants to send him a note, what would you say if he said, Jason, I need you to come help me with this communications problem we're having? Because, see, you get it. We get it. A lot of people get it. But I don't think that they are using every single one of us, like yourself, to be able to get that message out there even better. Like you, I watch you. You are fearless with how you deal with the left. What would you say to them if you got that phone call?
I'd say, let me check the flight schedule. I'll be there probably in about 3 hours.
Exactly.
And by the way, you don't have to pay me.
Oh, see that?
Of course,
I love
no,
it.
No, but wait, you got to pay my wife. But you don't have to pay me. she's always sick and tired when I work for free. So I would be there in a heartbeat. I mean, I feel in a very small level. I'm doing it already with posting on Facebook with a lot of Facebook friends, half of which are liberal mental midgets, but that's okay. I get to see the pulse out there. What stupid things are being said. Could I advise him on a few things? Yeah. People have asked me, would you tell him to stop tweeting? Oh, absolutely not. He's the master of the tweet. What he has done is he's removed that filter of the anti-Trump mainstream media. He's removed that filter.
Right.
And yeah,
I love 9 out of 10 of his tweets. The 10th one, I kind of go, oh, I wish you would have done that. But you know what? If you're batting 900, I'm okay. Batting third.
All right, hold tight. Jason Vines joining us, founder of Vines Communications, specializing in crisis communications. He was a former head of PR at Nissan, then Ford, then Chrysler. And he has an incredible take on what's going on. And when we come back, I want to ask him a little bit about Fauci. This is Advice Line. Don't go anywhere.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free. 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had, and you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know, and begin a new life, free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, FHU.com.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know, on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Now you can release the binds that tie you. Be Still and Know, on the Foundation's website, FHU.com.
Should the Obama administration have done more to replenish the supplies in preparation for future outbreaks?
Well, we spent a lot of time. I was not part of it. Our administration spent a lot of time.
The problem the Democrats have is they have spent over 3 years lying to the American people about the capabilities of Donald Trump.
We have to take care of the cure. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true. But first thing I need.
We're not human beings having spiritual experiences. We are spiritual beings having human experiences. Call Advice Line toll free. 800-866-8883.
Special guest today, Jason Vines, founder of Vines Communications, previously the head of PR for Nissan, then Ford, then Chrysler. And he's done a lot. His book, What Did Jesus Drive?
Crisis so, Alan.
PR. Yeah, hold on. In Cars, Computers, and Christianity. Yes, David.
I got to play some audio of some liberals that are protesting these people that are outside these capitals that are trying to get their rights back. I want you to hear this, because these liberals, they sound crazy. Listen.
Oh, Oh, that is too good. Oh, my God. All right, back to Jason Vines.
Okay,
Jason,
I'm sorry. I had to do that.
You see what we're dealing with here.
Well, remember a couple of years ago, they organized this thing in Boston and New York where the liberals would go into the park, and then maybe that's what you were playing, just scream into the sky.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Like, you are nuts. but keep it up. Please keep it up.
Right. What do you think about Fauci? And I'll just let you know that David and I are not fans of his. We feel like he's very clinical. He's very a professional scientist, doctor. He's very monitored what he says, and then every now and then the truth slips out. But what do you think about him?
I'm actually a big fan of his. And it's so funny. One day the left attacks him, the next day he's the best guy, especially when the rumors he was going to get fired. Oh, he's a genius. He's a genius. And then when that didn't prove to be true, they go, oh, he's a nutty little professor. I think both him and Bricks have been really solid and have really helped out the briefings. You know, Anderson Pooper the other day said that Trump had hijacked the briefings. And Trump gives Bricks and Fauci plenty of face time and lets him handle the scientific questions. And, of course, now they're attacking Bricks because she wears scarves. Oh, God. She wears scarves. And then you have real morons like AOC, who made the statement the other day, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that Trump is just keeping his campaign promises to get reelected. Or that's one of those Aflac moments. You go, Aflac! You just go,
pure genius!
They don't realize how stupid they are. But please keep it up. And that's why, you know, if you ask me if I'd take a job in the administration, yes, but I demand that I have a daily briefing where all I do is highlight the stupidity of Joe Biden. But then I say, I don't know if I want to do that. They may dump him like a lot of people think. I want him to be the nominee. I absolutely want him to run because Trump will destroy him in the first debate if Biden even knows where he is during the debate.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't even know what he's running for half the time. He can't remember. I think that here's the thing. Like I said, Fauci is a doctor, a scientist, and he has to be very clinical in his answers. I get that. I do get that. But when I hear Trump speaking, I hear a man that is a clear thinking, kind of a man with a conscience that has a soul and a spirit, and he's speaking from his heart. And that's what he gets to do. I don't think Fauci can do that. I think Fauci has to be clinical about his answers. And perhaps that's why Trump keeps putting him up there, is so that we can contrast between the two. Because I'm sure there's a lot of truth to what Fauci's saying. I'm absolutely sure there's a lot of clinical truth to what he's saying. The thing is that if Trump just got up there and spoke from his heart the way he likes to do, they would say, where's the science? So he puts Bricks and Fauci up there. Here's your science. Here's my heart. What do you think?
Well, that's the funny thing. Pelosi and the others over the last week have been saying, we need to rely on science, and Trump isn't doing that at all. Yeah, he is. That's why he has scientists on his task force team. But wait, he also has Jared Kushner. That means this is evil. They are their own worst enemy. I mean, Nancy Pelosi just destroyed any credibility she had left with her ice cream caper.
Oh,
I mean, people are standing in food lines.
$12,000 refrigerators.
People are going to grocery stores and can't find food or toilet paper. And she has a $24,000 refrigerator with $13 a pint ice cream. She has redefined tone deafness.
Let me ask you, how are you dealing with the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus from Wuhan, China? How are you dealing with it?
The China virus. China.
China.
We're staying at home. And I'll go to the grocery store, or my wife will once in a while, get supplies. And if the aisle's too full, I'll just walk through and start coughing, and it magically empties, and I can have my pick of whatever I want. No. But we've, you know, I'm lucky enough that my, you know, I'm not old, but I can do what I want to do now. And what I want to do now is be around my wife. And once in a while, my daughter will come in here from Vegas, which is closed, by the way. And we'll just sit around and I'll do my Facebook. My wife says I do Facebook too much, probably. I spend about 2 hours a day, maybe three on Facebook. I walk my dog, talk to my brothers and sisters and friends. Waste my time by going on radio talk shows. Oh, wait, sorry. My filter just fell. No. Right. And, you know, my wife's a great cook, so we don't have to rely on carry out, which I think is a joke anyway. I mean, if it's unsafe to go into the restaurant, why is it safe to get carry out? I can't fathom that. But then, of course,
I know.
If you look at the genius governor of my former home state of Michigan, you know, you can't buy garden seeds at the Home Depot or fertilizer, but you can go and buy pot, and you can stand in a long lottery line to get a ticket. Both of those last to create a lot of money for the state. So talk about hypocrites.
By the way, they say you can smoke grass, you just can't putt on it. I want to take a break. One more with you. I want to ask you your opinion on how we should go about reopening our country to doing some business again, because that's what's on our plate right now. We're talking with Jason Vines, my friend. He's the founder of Vines Communications, specializing in crisis communications. He's been there. He's done that. I saw how he handled it. He handled it with courage and dignity. And I wish the Trump administration had somebody like him helping them right now. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Advice Line. We'll be right back.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free. 800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line.
Slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch, a prison for your mind.
What if everything you have learned is wrong? It's time to remove the chains from your mind. This is Advice Line. Call 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
I know David has another parody he wants to play. We're going to get back to our guest, Jason Vines, in just a moment.
You weren't supposed to say that.
You do? No, come on. You have to let me set it up, too. Otherwise, people will think
No. You can't tell people what's going to happen. Otherwise, they know what's going to happen ahead of time.
All right. Let's play it.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Before we go back to Jason. You know that Kim Jong-un has kind of disappeared off of the face of the earth. And his
sister, they're saying he's brain dead, by the way.
Yeah. And his sister is the person they're thinking who is next in line. Well, this I found on a website out of North Korea. And apparently she's already making plans. Listen to this. Kim Jo-young. Kim Jo-jong. So anyway.
You are the weirdest human being on earth. That's why I like doing this show with you. Jason, you see what I grew up with. David's my older brother. This is what
Wasn't she one of the bad guys in one of the Die Hard movies?
You know, I swear, she looks like it. She looks like it.
Yeah, the one that went down the elevator shaft in the SUV.
That's it. I think you're right.
Jason Vines, founder of Vines Communications, specializing in crisis communications. How would you go about reopening the country? I mean, people are protesting left and right. We're ready. Let's go. What would you do? How would you handle that?
Well, I think they're doing it the right way. Let the governors run it, unless they prove inept, which I'm sure a couple of them will. You know, I saw a great analysis the other day. If it was Rush shared it too, but it was from Dennis Prager. He said, if North Carolina and Georgia had the 18,000 deaths that New York had, and New York only had the 800 deaths that those two states had combined, do you think New York City and New York State would have shut down?
No.
No.
Not even.
No. I think we need to do this smartly and measured. I disagree with some of the experts. One of the doctors, Dr. Siegel on Fox, said I'd open up the gyms right away, you know, to give people mental health through physical activity. And I go, that's probably one of the last places I'd open.
I own a gym, and I agree with you, just so you know.
I mean,
it's like sweat everywhere.
You get on some machine with a bunch of sweat from some fat guy? Oh, come on.
Oh,
but I would go start with county by county in the states. To see what the infection rate is, what the death rate is, and start opening businesses before they all collapse.
I agree.
I would encourage people to continue to do social distancing. For the restaurant, I would open up the restaurants in these areas that have very little impact, but I'd limit seating for at least a month or continue the carryout, but let people come in, but you just practice social distancing. And because most people are doing that. I mean, there's a few, you know, they made a big deal out of the protest in Lansing. Oh, these redneck mouth breather Nazis were all standing close to each other with guns. Come on. And of course, the genius in New York City, de Blasio, who wants people to take pictures of people that are violating the social distancing and report them. Yeah. And I saw a report yesterday. That, sorry to be crude, but most of the messages he's getting on their website is pictures of p***s.
And Hitler.
Now that is funny.
That is funny. That is so funny. Oh my god!
Am I allowed to say peace on your show?
No, but that's all right. We'll move on. Let's talk about your book. The author of "What Did Jesus Drive: Crisis PR in Cars, Computers, and Christianity." And I want you to talk about that, but I want to, first of all, I have to ask you a point blank question. Have you always been a conservative, or were you a lefty leaner, a liberal at any given time in your life?
I wasn't a lefty. My first time to vote was 1980. I was in college. I was 20 years old. And I look back on it and I'm ashamed of myself. I voted for John Anderson. What a dork. I swear to God, if I'm lucky enough to get up to heaven, the first thing Jesus is going to do is slap me on the face and go, really? John Anderson? I voted for Reagan in 84. And since that time, I've been, you know, I'm considered alt-right or right. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a conservative Republican. I'm very proud to be so. My dad was a conservative Republican.
Yeah.
My what mom made, voted for John Edwards because she thought he was cute. Oh, God.
Right? With his $800 haircut. Yeah. Let me ask you, what made you want to write this book, What Did Jesus Drive? Crisis PR. And you must be out on a walk because you're sounding out of breath. But what made you write this book, Crisis PR in Cars, Computers, and Christianity? I mean, you know, three interesting bedfellows, dare I say.
Well, I was early in my PR career, even though I started off as a labor economist at Chrysler back in the early 80s. I was kind of known early, and you knew this, of being the product PR guy that did the crazy auto show reveals and so forth. But then the crisis started to hit. I went to Nissan when they were bankrupt and proudly helped them regain their footing. That's when I got my first award, and I'm proud of that and as proud of myself as for my team.
Yep.
At Nissan. Then I go to, I get stolen away by Ford, Jack Nasser, and a week after I start as the head of PR at Ford, the Firestone tire crisis starts.
Right.
And that's all I did for a year and a half. Congressional hearings, 60 Minutes, and so forth. We did some great work because we saved a lot of lives, and I'm very proud of that, and I talk about that in the book.
Yeah.
But, and then Chrysler, we had a crisis every other week. I then left the auto industry, got hired by CompuWare in Detroit as the head of marketing and PR. The day I was hired was the day that the text messaging scandal with the mayor of the city, Detroit, who's now in prison, broke, and my boss at CompuWare, the founder, was the last man standing defending Kwame Kilpatrick. So I had to deal with that on a daily basis. Christianity, I worked for a Bible company for a year when they were trying to relaunch the most popular Bible in the world. It had been banned in Christian bookstores before because they said it was too gender neutral. So I worked with them to launch a new translation in the face of a lot of firepower from the evangelical community who came on board the way we were doing it and supported it. But it seems like everywhere, you know, I'd come home and my wife would say, oh, not again, not again.
Right.
So I decided, you know, I had a book in me and I put it together as, you know, here it's not just relating the crisis I was in and helped navigate through, but the lessons I learned, the mistakes we made, the good things we did, the guiding principles that should be used for any organization, not just business, universities, individual, when the you know what hits the fan.
Right.
The first thing is be prepared.
Yeah.
And be honest.
Well, so let me ask you then, what is the next move for you in this world? I mean, do you feel like that we're heading in the right direction right now and you feel pretty confident and you feel like this we're going to recover from this?
Oh, I think we're going to recover. I think some people are going to be permanently damaged, and I'm not talking about the dead people, duh. Right. Some business will not be able to come back. Right. However, I think the economy will rebound very, very strongly. And I don't put all my stock on the stock market, but I see that in the stock market. It's inching its way up every day. Yeah. I think this is a V-curve recovery, hit a bottom, and I think we've hit that now. Right. And now the roller coaster up to the top will move quickly unless the Democrats stall it, which they want to, by the way. They want this virus epidemic to last. They want the economy to crash. They want hundreds, thousands, millions of people to lose everything because they think they're the answer, which is so sick. But I see this country coming back. I see it in the way people are treating this. They're respectful. I haven't seen one fight at a grocery store.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody angry. I see people saying, hey, we got to deal with this now.
Right. The American spirit is alive and it's well. And our government, unfortunately, our politicians better than that, because our government right now is being run by Trump, and thank God it is. But our politicians are not well. They're not well.
They're not well. They're deranged.
Yeah.
There are people, and I pointed out on Facebook some of these stupid people that reply to my posts. I tell them point blank, you want this to last a long time. You want the economy to go down in shambles. That is sick. Yeah. That is sick.
Yeah, I agree.
But maybe the sickest thing I saw over the last few days, weeks, and I wrote about it, the genius governor of Michigan, Whitmer, I call her Almond Joy. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
We call her Witless, but go ahead. Yeah.
She came out last week in an interview and said, you know, why she was defending keeping abortion clinics open. She says, abortion is a life-sustaining procedure. Say that slowly.
Good
a
Lord.
Life-sustaining Good Lord. Procedure.
Oh, she just outed
and
herself
I
as
just,
an idiot.
I went yes. nuts on that
yeah.
one.
Golly. Unbelievable. Well, God bless you. You are a good man, Jason Vines.
You are a good man and a good friend, and someday I hope to meet David, and I hope you and I can get together soon. And I'm available to come on your show anytime.
Yes, thank you, sir. We do appreciate it. Jason Vines, founder of Vines Communications, specializing in crisis communications. Again, he was a former head of PR for Nissan, then Ford, and finally Chrysler. And an amazing career, an amazing man. You can send him a note if you want. Vines with an S, vinescommunications@gmail.com. Be prepared, Jason. You may get some interesting ones. All right, David and I will be right back. This is Advice Line, and there's more to come. Stay with us.
It's time to remove the chains from your mind. This is Advice Line. Call 800-866-8883.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Discovered it changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, partner, I'm a Black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and it lifted me out of my culture. How I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. Instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to www.fhu.com.
Advice Line. Call 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
Totally enjoyed Jason Vines, and thanks for bringing him on, Alan. He's incredible.
He's a good man.
You know, this whole thing, one of the things I feel very, very strongly about now is the idea that our president has empowered those of us who have conservative philosophical and personal beliefs. He's given us the strength to stand up for ourselves against the decades of cruelty from the left. And so I've got to play something now from Joe Biden. This is an ad, and he surrounds himself with children, and he's creepy enough already. But now he's got these kids, and he's telling them all about the dangers of guns.
Ever wonder what our kids see when they look at the candidates running for president? Can they pick out the one who beat the NRA? Who got the Brady Bill background checks passed? Who got assault weapons banned for 10 years in this country? Who limited the number of bullets in a magazine? They probably don't know Joe Biden's record. That's okay. They just need to know protecting them from gun violence is what Joe Biden cares about most.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
You creepy, creepy old man. Now, here's what I want to say about the rest of these people who
believe
in Joe Biden.
You know what I thought he was going to say? Honestly, what? I thought he was going to say, I'm Joe Biden. Did I say all that? Did I help? Was that me?
Well, you know, that's maybe close to the truth because somebody else writes all his materials. So, but these people, they really do live in a world of pure imagination.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Joe Biden.
Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
We can change the world. Take away guns from everybody. Give everybody a minimum wage.
With a spin traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation.
That's exactly what happens when he talks every time.
If you want to view paradise,
liberal paradise,
simply look around and view it.
Anything
you want to do it.
Can I do that?
I want to change the world.
How long does this have to go on?
There's nothing to
That's kind of the end of it. That's a great song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You know what? I enjoyed that movie thoroughly.
I did, too. I love that. I love that movie.
You know, but
it's not at all liberal, by the way. But the point is,
no, but it's for kids too.
It's for kids, but they live. These people live in a world of pure imagination. They think that global warming is going to kill the human race. And now, as your friend Jason said, they want to prolong the COVID government takeover.
Yep.
And they want to push it out as far as they can so that they can make people angrier and angrier and angrier and keep blaming the president rather than China.
A friend of mine just sent me a picture of a highway in California. We call them freeways here on the West Coast. They call them turnpikes, toll roads, I don't know, whatever, in the East Coast. Anyway, a big, giant freeway here. And there's a sign that somebody has put up. It's not just one that they did with spray cans. They made a big giant sign. And you know how the overpass will have chain link fence so you can't throw things over it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have it affixed to that chain link fence. It's a big sign. And it says, COVID fix is killing California. So all I can tell you is that the people of our country are starting to rise up. And they're starting to basically say, we're madder than hell and we're not going to take it anymore, because for a while we took it and we thought, well, we don't know. And so we're going to be wise, err on the side of caution. We're going to be wise and we're going to go in. You too, David, you've done that. You've been in quarantine now for, I don't know, it's been 3.5 weeks, whatever it is. And, but at a certain point, we look around and we go, this is the flu, in essence. It may be a more hardcore version of the flu.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're starting to come out with, you know, as we've talked about, the Israelis have 100% fix rate on their patients that are taking certain drugs that they're developing over in Israel. And, of course, we also have the
hydroxychloroquine.
Whatever the heck it is.
Yeah,
I can't even say it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have that we know works, and the lawsuits are beginning. But it's just kind of like going back to swine flu in 1976. 46 million people took the shot, the vaccination.
Yeah.
Two-thirds sued for some kind of neurological damage or even death from the shot that was the fix.
Yeah.
So is the fix worse than the problem?
So,
I say it is.
Yeah, and not only that, but, you know, as I look around and I think about what's happening to our country, I always look for what's the theme song, right, for this particular dilemma.
You're not going to play another Willy Wonka? Oh, is it Willy Wonka?
No, it's not. It's not Willy Wonka. But it is a version of the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that.
A real life, is this just fantasy?
You hear the chickens?
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
It's the Muppets!
Eyes, come to this
oh my God, where do you find this stuff?
It's all in my mind.
Oh, well, it is funny. There's no question. My brother David Masters is a funny man. I always enjoyed being around David. He was always funny. Anyway, that's it for this day. We thank you guys for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed our time with the head of crisis management for Ford, Nissan, and Chrysler. The guy's brilliant, Jason Vines. Again, vinescommunications@gmail.com. Send him an email if you agree with him or disagree. Send us an email, david@fhu.com or alan@fhu.com. Or copy me and David when you send us both one. We actually enjoy it, and we do read your mail. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Advice Line.
Call David and Alan Masters toll free, 800-866-8883.
You're listening to Advice Line.